Programming support on this station comes from Alaska Music One, located at 9340 Glacier Highway, Juneau's local source for instruments and accessories, private lessons, and more. Details at alaskamusicone.com.
This is KTOO Public Media's Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host today, Scott Burton. It's about 23 minutes until the top of the hour. I now have Aaron Elmore over from the Andrew P. Kantchevaroff State Library Archives and Museum, and Tana Peters from our very own KTOO Public Media to talk about the Octopus Project. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you.
Hi.
All right. So I've seen pictures of this massive octopus coming to be.
Yes.
In the back rooms of
the bowels.
Museum.
Yeah, yeah.
In the deep, dark depths.
Amazing shop that we have back there. Yes. So many, many years ago, when we first started thinking about setting aside the very center of the museum galleries for people of all ages to sort of respond to either what they've seen or what they've learned and hopefully to enjoy, we thought, what is it we're going to populate this with? And everybody clamored for two things when we rebuilt the museum. One was the Eagle Tree and the other was a big giant ship. And
Those are both there. I don't know if you've seen them, but they're both there.
That's right. But we wanted to counterbalance that ship with something else, something lively and large. And we finally thought about an octopus, but we didn't really have a plan for it until about 9 months ago when this whole process started.
All right. Tana, what's your role with the octopus?
I believe they call me something like artist consultant
That's right.
or something like that. I kind of work with them on – we've been working together since the beginning, just sort of like thinking through how we can create the octopus and also incorporate a lot of things they've wanted. So they had ambitious sort of goals with this project because it wasn't just let's make a really – cool giant octopus, which is a big part of the goal. But it was let's incorporate working with community members, working with some youth and having them incorporated into the space. And then also working with recycled goods or Aaron can maybe speak more to that.
Yeah, we wanted to use a lot of either scrap or repurposed or re-upcycled materials. Partly because of what it says about creating a sea creature that's made out of found objects, because the ocean's got a lot of stuff that ends up out there and not all of it's good. And we wanted to sort of be able to talk about that. But it was also just a question of how can we do this with as little as possible?
Sure. Reused resources. I mean, in two ways. One, that we want to use reused resources so we're not being wasteful.
That's right.
And then two, so everything, every moment and every conversation that we had was touching on so many different points. It was like, okay, well, this can do this and it also does this. And so we were looking for ways to sort of create the skin for this octopus or maybe even fill it. I mean, it was like the sky's the limit. Use all these ocean, you know, things you might find in the ocean that maybe shouldn't be there, things that are man-made, things that we want to recycle.
We consider just about every single kind of different thing, including that.
And then skin this octopus or fill it or
– Yeah. And how do we do that? So Tana was actually able to provide us with a lot of – reality checks as we kind of went along. We had a lot of big giant dreams.
And bringing Tana
was great. It was like, you guys can't do that. Are you crazy? No, it's okay. Well, what if we did? So a big thing that came along was after we started creating this armature, we wanted to see whether we could make something. We wanted it to be light. So we made it out of wood, wooden lath, and we had a ton of scrap wood, what I'd call skinny wood, just sitting around the shop, right? It's two pieces that are too small to save. So, well, here, let's make them a little smaller. We started steaming them. We got some technology that way, and then we came down to the fact that the armature isn't quite enough, and Tana came in to help us decide how it was going to be covered. The other thing that was important to think about at the beginning, although we wanted to make it out of wood, we also wanted kids to come in and interact with this thing, at least in a crafting at a crafting level at some point, and we decided this can't be like nails shooting out all over the place and places where you end up bleeding. So we've made it very safe, and that was a big part of the whole thing.
The children's crafting reality check.
Yes.
As the quote-unquote artist, I was maybe the most boring voice in the room.
But then you took away a bunch of those lids, and that was sweet.
So, okay, we have a lot of dates coming up for collaborations and interactions with the community. Let's get to those in a minute.
Okay.
But take me to the end. When this thing is installed, take us on a virtual walk into the museum. Where will it reside?
So it'll be in the in what we affectionately call the children's room, which also you could go in there and draw yourself. There's fun things to do. It's more like the interaction room maybe.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've been through the museum, but you can go two different ways. But if you go the sort of classic route, you would walk through the regular, more historical part of the museum, see all the exhibits, and then towards the end of your walk, you would run into both this room and the rotating gallery spaces. So this room is kind of the end of that journey. So you're processing some of that, like Aaron was saying. You're processing some of what you've seen. Maybe the kids are wanting to go in and interact and explore in the boat or draw what they've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you kind of come around the corner and start to see the ship, you also start to see the giant octopus
hanging above the ship.
I mean, it's crazy. And then Aaron could talk about sort of
We are very fortunate here in Southeast Alaska for reasons beyond count, but at least one of them is that our local giant North Pacific octopus happens to be this gorgeous sort of red color most of the time. We went out and saw one out at DIPAC, which was a lot of fun. Her name's Nellie, and she's marvelous.
You can go see her.
And she's fantastic. She is a sort of a wee giant Pacific octopus. She's not that large, but she's amazing. This large red creature with eight arms will be poised above your head as you walk into the room. It's higher than you are and looking down and being very friendly. It's also reaching out towards the ship. It's reaching out towards the windows. It reaches out towards Jeff Brown's I Spy. It reaches out towards everything.
Is this thing as big as Nimbus?
It's about we ought to put it on Nimbus at some point there. The arms are about 15 foot long, and the mantle, what you think of as the head, is at least almost 5 feet long. So it's quite big. And it's also, because octopus change color, it's mimetic. So whenever it gets close to something, it sort of, rather than turns into that color, it actually turns into that thing. We went one step further. So when it touches the I Spy, it turns into toys. When it touches the window, it turns into glass.
Oh, very cool.
When it touches into ship, it's going to be made covered in wood and canvas and things that ships are made of. So we have a bunch of, eight at least different ideas about how that's all going to go. And that its transformation through the space is a big part of what makes it fun.
All right. This sounds great. It looks like there's some upcoming activities we can participate in.
Yes, indeed. This first Friday, this coming Friday this week, we're having the kickoff of our Come and Help Make the Skin. So the skin's all comprised of recycled lids as well as fiber art circles. And we're going to start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You come in the afternoon and do that. 4:30, admission to the museum is free. So for First Friday, you can come in for free. And then until 7 o'clock, we're going to be there stitching circles. Through the 16th of the month, Tuesdays through Fridays, we'll be doing the same thing from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And then all those Saturdays, those three Saturdays, will be from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Lots of opportunities come by. You don't have to stitch. You can glue. You can snip. You can do a bunch of different crafty things. And we'll be there to guide you, provide materials, training, all the things you need to do.
Very cool. Then comes
the youth activities towards the end of the month to decorate the suckers. Mm-hmm. Tana had a huge influence on how we were going to do this.
Yeah. So the youth activity will get to come in and do a little self-painting project of the suckers, and then we'll attach them so they'll be able to see like their little piece of art within the larger sculpture, which is really cool.
Should be there
and
indefinitely.
There'll be two different Saturdays we're doing that on.
Yeah, the 23rd and the 30th. There'll be two sessions on each of those days, one at 10, to the best of my knowledge, and another one at 1, and different age groups. If you want to sign up for that, it's a good idea to do it early because our size is a little limited, class size is a little bit limited, and group size, I should say. It's not a class. But although you will also have a chance to learn about invertebrate biology and garbage in the ocean, all kinds of cool stuff. So,
by a fancy scientist.
By
not
a very
me.
Fancy scientist we have here.
So lots of great opportunities, lots of dates and times. Where's the best place to see these?
Well, the website's got them. We're going to have posters up as well. And you can always call the museum front desk. They're at 465-2901, and they can sign you up for the youth activities and all the
information will be right there.
465-2901.
Correct.
And
got
that? What's the website? I'm sorry. I don't know it off the top of my head.
Museums.org, I think.
It's up
Alaska
in...
Museums.
Just
shoot,
Google
I know that.
Alaska sorry. State Google Museum.
Google
the
octopus.
Do what
giant
you do.
Octopus.
You'll find it. Yeah.
All right, you two. I wish we had more time. This sounds like so fun. We should get you back. Check in on the octopus construction
well,
as we get
closer.
Well,
that'd be great because we're going to open a grand unveiling is the first Friday in April, so we could come
back.
Yeah,
excellent. So just come to the gallery space,
yeah.
you know, in
it's
the
beautiful.
Next month and come build some stuff with us. It'll be fun.
Yep.
Aaron Elmore, Tana Peters, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In an octopus's garden, in the shade, he'd let us in. Knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden.